When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You are now listening to the Dynasty Rewind.
Hi, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Dynasty Rewind. I'm your host, Michael Bauer, the best in business. Once again, back in business. Joined as always by my faithful co-host, Professor Christian.
What was that? Hi, everyone. A little bop in your head, too.
Yeah, the music got me, got me going there.
I like it. Something got me going, I guess. I don't know if it was the music or you, but
it might be some sort of alarm.
Some combination of the both.
You know what I bet it is? I think I saw news that Chase Claypool might be going to the CFL.
I saw that as well. I think there was a tweet that was talking about him going to the CFL. And I think at the bottom of the tweet, it said, big news for a former top five wide receiver in the NFL. And I'm like, I don't think he ever got anywhere close to top five.
Maybe he was top five on the Steelers when he was there. 4 hours ago, apparently the Seahawks hosted wide receiver Chase Claypool on a visit, but that's from Dove Kleinman.
That was just before he went to Vancouver. He was just stopping by Seattle on the way up.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That does make sense. So, hey, anyway, Chase Claypool was not in the 23 or 24 class. And today we're kind of mixing it up a little bit, Nate. We're going to do a draft between the 23 and the 24 class now. 24 class as prospects and the 23 class with what we know now. So, Nate, we're going to start it off with you because you are our head of scouting and head of Devy. So let's kick it off to you. You have the 101.
Yes, I do.
What you got for me?
This was an easy pick. I picked up C.J. Stroud. Currently the quarterback one on Keep Trade Cut, Mike. So very valuable. The number one quarterback at this moment between these two draft classes. I will say I do think Caleb Williams has a chance to be up there at that point. But he's got to get on the field and do something first. And C.J. Stroud obviously had an incredible rookie season last year. He's got a ton of weapons around him now in Houston with Joe Mixon and Stephon Diggs being added to, you know, an already pretty good offense with Nico Collins and Tank Dell. So wheels up for C.J. Stroud. Easy pick here at the 101.
Yeah, I agree. I like this pick here. Let's move on to the 102, and that would be me. And I went with Bijan Robinson. You know, it's so far the 24 class, not hacking it, but yeah. We're only two picks in. Bijan Robinson, all excited for Arthur Smith to be elsewhere. RIP Najee Harris, maybe. But still, Bijan had a decent rookie season. Although for that weird game where he was inactive but played like one snap, don't do that.
If a guy's sick,
don't dress him. Just let him go home and rest. But Bijan, we're still in the pretty easy pick range here at 1 and 2. But hey, let's kick it back to the 103. Where are you going?
Yep, right here. I'm going, pick the quarterback one of the 23 class. Now I'm picking the quarterback one of the 2024 class. I'm going Caleb Williams here. I have all the belief in the world in Caleb Williams. I think he's an incredible prospect. What he's done over 3 years in college football has been really impressive. The team success hasn't necessarily been there, but that certainly was not Caleb Williams' fault. He was doing the best that he could with the cast that he had around him. And I was just talking today on Twitter. You know, the first real appearance that Caleb Williams had in college football, he came in at the beginning of the second quarter. Oklahoma was down 3 scores to Texas in the Red River Shootout, you know, one of the biggest rivalry games in all college football, and led them to a 55-48 victory as a true freshman. He did that 3 years ago. I'm so excited to see what he does in the NFL.
Yeah, should be interesting. He does have some deficiencies, but they can get coached out of him. The next pick, the 104. Hey, we're still in the – it's pretty easy category. It gets a little tougher after this. I'll go with Marvin Harrison Jr. this is a guy right here. I think it's safe to say he's probably being considered a top five, at the least top 10 dynasty wide receiver asset. And that's not stepping foot on a NFL field as of yet. We know what he could do. Solid in all aspects of the game. Nate, let's kick it back to the 105.
Yeah, you pick Marvin Harrison Jr. You're hoping Marvin Harrison Jr. has a rookie season like Puka Nacua, who was my pick at the 105 here. The best rookie season we've ever seen from any wide receiver ever. And I know there's doubt still because he was a fifth-round pick, because Cooper Kupp's across him, because Matthew Stafford's getting older. But it's he's a wide receiver who just had the best rookie season we've ever seen. Like, there's a lot of longevity in Puka Nacua. He has proven it over the course of that season that he is not just a flash in the pan. He is not no Travis Fulgham, and Puka Nacua is here to stay.
They had to throw the Travis Fulgham in there, didn't you?
Did.
By the way, how's everybody who bought a Travis Fulgham Eagles jersey holding up? It was good.
They offered refunds.
Let me know. I saw somebody after he blew up, they got an authentic stitched one, and I'm like, that's the reason I don't buy jerseys anymore.
You know, it's kind of a cool story, though. You know, it's like anyone who wasn't around this season is going to be like, who is that guy? You're like, yeah, I spent $200 on this jersey. He played like four games.
Any reason I have to forget the 2020 season, I will. Although I do want to say thank you to my wife. She did get me a throwback Jason Kelce jersey for my birthday.
Oh, nice.
I wanted to wait until I knew he was going to retire to get it. Being said, I'm up to 106. I'm going with Jahmyr Gibbs. We're talking about efficiency, man. This guy was super efficient, missed some time, some injuries last year. It's okay. Or he got banged up a little bit, I should say. Still, even with David Montgomery on the field, we saw what he could do. I don't know if he's ever going to get the full workload, but he's one of those guys where efficient with his touches. I love what Jahmyr Gibbs brings to the team, and they like him there in Detroit too. So, Nate, let's kick it back to you at the 107. I guess we're staying in the Motor City.
Yeah, we sure are. I'm picking the first tight end off the board, the current tight end one in Dynasty, Sam Laporta, another guy who had one of the more impressive rookie seasons that we've seen from the position. Not quite as good of a rookie season maybe as Kyle Pitts. Maybe, less receiving yards, more touchdowns. We'll get there. But Sam Laporta, obviously one of the top tight ends in the league already. The production that he had out in Detroit this year was really, really impressive. And I still think he's the number two target there after the Sun God. You know, I don't think Jameson Williams is surpassing him anytime soon. Jahmyr Gibbs is going to get a lot of work out of the backfield, but Sam Laporta, you know, he's got a good connection with Jared Goff, and you know, I don't know why we haven't seen it yet, but Jared Goff's going to be getting that contract extension very soon.
Yeah, I think we got had with Jameson Williams. By the way, we got tricked on that one.
You know, and I like JMO, and if it wasn't for the injury, I was actually thinking about today. If it wasn't for the injury, I think we'd be talking about his NFL career quite differently.
Possibly, yeah, but his NFL career is still ongoing. And to Nate's point, Sam Laporta, in his rookie year, 86 catches, 889 yards, 10 touchdowns. Kyle Pitts, 68 receptions, 1,026 receiving yards, but only one touchdown.
Hey, yeah.
Atlanta gonna Atlanta. So he did also average 15.1 yards per reception, Laporta at 10.3. So just something to think about. But let's move on. I'm going to keep it at the tight end position, and I'm going to take Brock Bowers. No, we are not related. Please stop asking for the zero people that have asked. But that being said, we see, you know, we're talking generational. Was kind of hoping Laporta would come to me here, but he did not. Should have taken him with my last pick. Hey, my mistake. Learn from my mistakes, everybody. Still, Brock Bowers, no matter where he goes, if he's a tight end two on a team to start, he's going to get schemed into the offense. This is a guy you can't keep off the field. You can line him up everywhere. Play him at fullback if you want. He's going to be efficient. He's going to be an absolute monster. It's going to be a nightmare for defenses. Brock Bowers at the 1-8. Nate, let's kick it back to the 109. Mr. Quarterback Heavy is what I should call you. Who are you taking here?
Yeah, you know, we haven't seen a quarterback off the board for a little bit. We got the tight ends, which I could see Brock Bowers surpassing Sam Laporta in Dynasty rankings. But until he actually does it, I had to pick Laporta first. But at this point, I'm taking Drake May, who is my quarterback two in this draft class coming up. And unfortunately, as much as I like Bryce Young coming out, he didn't do very well his rookie year. So the next quarterback up for me is Drake May. I'm excited to see where he goes in the draft. I think wherever it is, he's going to have a lot of opportunity. His upside is really, really high in the next level, There's definitely some question marks with him, which is why he's dropped this far below the tight ends. But the upside is definitely there. He's very toolsy, Mike, as we like to say.
He's tradesy, Nate.
Tradesy.
I'm going to stick with my favorite position. And at the 110, I'm going to take Dalton Kincaid. Now, he did not have the season that everybody wanted him to have, because I think what happened was everyone expected him. Oh, like he had that later ascension, and then everyone expects him. Oh, he's going to come out and have 1,000 yards receiving. Right? I think people expected that, but respectable season. He did have 91 targets last year, Nate, and that was in 16 games. He started 11, 73 catches, 673 yards, and 2 touchdowns. So I do think that the sky's the limit for him, and it is going to continue to get better, especially he's tied to Josh Allen in Buffalo there. I love it. Dalton Kincaid at the 110. Nate, we've also been staying pretty on brand, I would say, this draft. What about you? Who are you taking at the 111?
Yeah, before we get to that, I want to ask you, because I was a little interested by this Dalton Kincaid pick. Mm-hmm. So if you had, say, the 106, where you would expect these next two guys to probably go around that area, Would you be considering using the 106 to go get Dalton Kincaid?
Yeah, I would strongly consider it. Dalton Kincaid for me is, are you talking about over like Brock Bowers or the next two guys that are on the board?
The next two guys on the board.
Then yeah, I would. I think Dalton Kincaid is going to have a better second year than rookie season. I could see him going over 1,000 yards, and he's a guy that could help you compete this year and still be a staple on your team for a pretty decent amount of time.
Yeah, especially valuable in Superflex and tight end premium leagues. Yeah. You know, because he's going to get a lot of receptions over there.
But I don't know if you can get him for the 106 in a tight end premium. That's the problem. Yeah.
Hey, you might be able to, because I'm picking up this next guy, Rome Odunze, at the 111. Yeah. And if you can pick him up at the 106, I think you're very lucky, because I think Rome is, you know, as much as I love Marvin Harrison, as much as I love Malik Nabers, Rome Odunze might be my favorite wide receiver. While he's not my number one wide receiver in the draft class, he is probably my favorite wide receiver to watch. You know, he was the first prospect to have an all-green route tree, according to Matt Harmon over at Reception Perception. So his ability to run routes, he is silky smooth. He is a really good, well-nuanced route runner. And then if he, you know, I know, Mike, you've had some separation questions about Rome Odunze, but in his case, if he can't separate for some reason, he wins at the catch point so well. I just think he is such a pro-ready player. I think he steps into the league and is immediately a wide receiver one for a team and can immediately go over 1,200 yards, you know, catch 8 receptions, handle 120 targets. I think he steps in and just is a dominant wide receiver from day one.
All right, so Nate's going J.J. Arcega-Whiteside at one. I mean, sorry, Rome Odunze at 111. I'm kidding, everybody. I'm kidding. At the 112, I'm going to take it a guy who's, maybe his route tree is not as green as Rome Odunze's, but hey, great hands, still a great route runner and slippery after the catch. I'm going with Malik Nabers. The other guy, I love what he brings to the table. Malik Nabers, man. People are slipping on him a little bit too, I've noticed. Maybe not so much as they're just higher on Rome Odunze than they were in the past.
I've been leading the Rome Odunze hype train over here.
Yeah. Circling that Rome Odunze wagon is Nate Christian, but I'm going Malik Nabers. That's going to close out the first round. I'll do a quick recap for you. CJ Stroud starting at the 101, of course, everyone. CJ Stroud, Bijan Robinson, Caleb Williams, Marvin Harrison, Puka Nacua, Jahmyr Gibbs, Sam Laporta, Brock Bowers, Drake May, Dalton Kincaid, Rome Odunze, and Malik Nabers. So, Nate, we're back with the second round. 201, who do you got for us?
Yeah, I think a lot of people were expecting this name to pop up in the first round, but I think the two of us are a bit more wary about this guy. Anthony Richardson. Yeah. I love the upside of Anthony Richardson, and I think the fit over in Indianapolis, he's got a good offense around him. He's got a great head coach, a great offense that, you know, is going to be called over there. But he's missed a lot of game time, both in his college career and in his pro career. Just doesn't have a lot of game experience. And while I absolutely believe he's plenty young to continue to develop and learn, and Shane Steichen has actually said he's a great processor and that his processing ability has been really impressive. So if all those things come together, Anthony Richardson's upside is really, really high in Dynasty Fantasy Football. But for me, still enough question marks. Well, I wanted to go after all these guys in the first round that I feel so good about, feel so confident about, and I was still happy to pick up Anthony Richardson here at the 201. I mean, obviously, we're calling him the 13th best player That is obviously very arguable. I'm sure you could argue him up anywhere up to like the fifth or sixth.
Talent wise, yeah, but ability wise, or I'm sorry, availability wise, no, not so much. Mm-hmm. Not yet. There's still time. Nate at the 202. I'm taking my first quarterback off the board.
Ooh.
I'm gonna go with JJ McCarthy. Another guy who's rising late here. People knocking him. Oh, he didn't put up stellar numbers in college. He did exactly what was asked of him by the Michigan offense, but still JJ McCarthy. He stands tall in the pocket. Great arm. Can put the ball pretty much anywhere on the field. At the 202, this is a guy that could be a steal. So, Nate, at the 203, what are you doing?
You left me another good running back. I mean, quarterback. Sorry, I sound like I'm one of those people talking about Lamar Jackson when he was coming out of the league. Jaden Daniels is here. And I have question marks about Jaden Daniels as well, as we do about most all these quarterbacks in this draft class, even Caleb Williams. But Jaden Daniels, I couldn't let him fall any farther after this. I do have Anthony Richardson over him. But at this point, spoiler alert, we're not picking up any more quarterbacks in this draft. And Jaden Daniels is the last one that we're going to pick up. He's got a ton of upside, a Heisman-winning trophy campaign that he just put together for LSU. Throwing to Malik Nabers and Brian Thomas Jr. definitely helped, but he looks good on film. His ability to run is very, very impressive. He just needs to protect himself better and, you know, do better over the middle of the field when he's passing the ball. So a couple question marks, but if he goes to a good landing spot, the upside is certainly there.
Speaking of Brian Thomas Jr., I'm taking him with the next pick at the 204. NFL catches on the sideline in the corner of the end zone. Great hands, kind of lanky, but still finds a way to get open. Decent after the catch. I love Brian Thomas Jr. Man, I wonder if you could ever get him in an actual rookie draft at 204, please send me a screenshot because I'd be very interested if that would happen. But Brian Thomas Jr. at the 204. Nate, to the 205, what are you doing?
Yeah, I'm picking up Rashee Rice, who a lot of people have been down on over the last couple of weeks, and I understand why, but
I get it.
I mentioned this in a video with Bob the other week that I think there's been a lot of misinformation spread about Rashee Rice's situation as well.
Not in the media. They would not do that to
who
us.
Would imagine? You know, once TMZ gets involved, you know that the facts are there. Yeah. So Rashee Rice, I know Marquise Brown signed, but for a one-year deal, and it's been a while since he's been healthy and consistent on the field. Rashee Rice, second in the league last year with that yak wreck step that we love. Okay. And he's the number one wide receiver for Mahomes. Maybe not the number one target, maybe still behind Travis Kelce, but there's still a lot to like about Rashee Rice, and I'm picking him up here.
Yeah, I love that pick, the 205. And the 206, I'm taking the first running back from the 2024 class. That is none other than Jonathan Brooks. I know he's coming off of the injury, but I just think that he's a guy that can be a three-down back. We see the burst. We see the long speed. We see the power and the lateral agility. He has it all. And if he goes to a good spot, Dallas, here's your chance to do something this offseason. Draft Jonathan Brooks at the 206. This could end up being an absolute steal. Some people might think that Nate's next pick at the 207 would be better, but I still think Jonathan Brooks has more of a three-down ability than Nate's pick does. But Nate, why don't you tell us who it is?
Yeah, maybe he doesn't have the three-down ability. Maybe he's not the workhorse running back that Jonathan Brooks could become. But Devon Achane's efficiency numbers are off the charts.
No lies detected.
For running backs with at least 100 carries in the season, no one's even close to the yards per carry that Devon Achane put up last year. I believe it was like it was either 6.8 or 7.8. But either way, like I said, no one's even close to that number. His efficiency and the efficiency of that Dolphins offense, there is just so much potential for fantasy football upside. And we saw it just his rookie year. You know, multiple games, like over 30 points. He's got that weekly upside. Maybe the seasonal upside isn't there because I know some people are worried about the injuries. That's what's dropped him this far. But at the 207, I'm not picking up any other running backs at this point. Devon Achane's the last guy I'm picking up because of the upside that he brings to the table.
Yeah. At the 208, I was surprised he was on the board for me, but we got Baltimore's own Zay Flowers bringing it in. We saw what he did in the rookie season. And hey, guess what? Wide receivers going to Baltimore, not a death sentence anymore. Lamar Jackson can still run the ball, but hey, he's no slouch as a thrower of the football either. Zay Flowers loved what he did in his rookie season. Really excited to see him build on it. And a healthy Mark Andrews coming back should only open things up even more for Zay Flowers. So at the 208, that's where I'm going. Nate, the 209. What do you have for us?
Yeah, I'm sticking with a talented player that maybe is not in the best situation, but Jackson Smith-Njigba, JSN, you know, didn't have the most impressive rookie season, but honestly fulfilled the expectations that I had of him when he was going into a wide receiver room that consisted of DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett, two very good NFL wide receivers. It was a little silly of anyone to think that JSN would just walk in there and push those guys out of the way. I know Tyler Lockett's a little bit older and everyone just thought he could just all of a sudden be washed, but he wasn't washed end last season and he wasn't washed this past season. And they signed him to a longer deal that does obviously affect JSN, but I think there's a chance that we do see JSN pass Tyler Lockett this season. Tyler Lockett's still going to be quite involved, though. I don't think he's just going to be phased out of that offense.
No.
But there's a lot of potential with these three wide receiver sets. Geno Smith does need to pull it together, though, for this to work out.
Yeah, for sure. If not him, then maybe Sam Howell is the guy that holds it down for 3 weeks.
Or maybe Drew Allar or somebody in the 25 draft class.
Very good possibility right now. Hey, shocker. I'm going to take another tight end at the 210. Go with Michael Mayer. I feel like a guy who's kind of forgotten about here. But still, big, athletic. We see that this is a guy, tons of potential. And there's some questions in the Las Vegas Raiders. Stop moving around, Raiders. Seriously, pick someone somewhere and stay there. Devonta Adams is getting older. Nate, your boy is still there. We know that. So, but still, I'm not going to mention him because I don't need angry texts from Zach. Michael Mayer, a great third option in that offense, possibly over his career, could end up being more than that, I think. I love what Mayer brings to the table. Nate, your last pick. What do you got for me?
Last pick, one of my favorite receivers from last year's class, Jordan Addison. He's fallen this far now after an impressive rookie season, but there's some question marks at the quarterback position for the Vikings. And obviously, he's not going to surpass the other wide receiver on that team for wide receiver one anytime soon. So I need to make sure I have a quarterback in Minnesota that can support two wide receivers. But Jordan Addison is a very talented wide receiver, was used down the field a lot last year and showed up when Justin Jefferson was out and worked well as a wide receiver one for that offense, even with, not Kirk Cousins being the quarterback. He still put up good numbers. So Jordan Addison, I think, is a very talented wide receiver and kind of being slept on right now. I think is a good value right now.
Yeah, I love that. That's a great pick there. The 211, it's kind of who I was hoping for at the 212, but we started
with a good value here, Mike.
We did. We started with the Texan. We're going to end with one, and that's Tank Dell. Come back soon, Tank Dell. I already miss you. And man, that is going to be a fun offense down there. Mm-hmm. Stephon Diggs, Tank Dell, Nico Collins, Joe Mixon, Dalton Schultz, CJ Stroud. Look out for the Texans, man. They put together quite a roster down there, but we see what Tank Dell can do. His size does not limit his production or his ability at all. Tank Dell, get back on the field, man. So let's recap the second round, Nate. 201, Anthony Richardson. 202, J.J. McCarthy. 203, Jaden Daniels. 204, Brian Thomas Jr. 205, Rashee Rice. 206, Jonathan Brooks. 207, Devon Achan. 208, Zay Flowers. 209, forgive me, JSN, Jackson Smith and Jigba. 210, Michael Mayer. 211, Jordan Addison. And 212, Nathaniel Tank Dell. That's it. That's all we got.
Good stuff, man. There's a lot of talent in the 23 class and the 24 class, that's for sure. But you will see throughout this, we did give some precedent to the players who've already performed on the field. You always got to give the tiebreaker to those guys that we've already seen make it in the NFL because not all these prospects are going to turn out.
As much as we want them to, it happens every year. Guys fail out. So. Yep. That's all we got for you today. Thank you for listening. And again, don't forget that free Patreon 7-week trial. The free 7-day Patreon trial. Please don't message me saying, hey, I'm here for the free 7 weeks. So come check it out. Patreon.com/DynastyRewind. And your rookie draft is coming up. Get a roster view. Payhip.com/DynastyRewind. We would love to review your roster. For Nate, I'm Mike. See you guys next time. All right, everyone, that is going to do it for us this week. But if you're headed to a game, make sure you check out SeatGeek.com. It's your one-stop shop for all things live events. It offers the best price available. Use the promo code DynastyRewind. You'll get $20 off your first SeatGeek purchase. Don't forget, if you want to play some best ball, head on over to Underdog. It's the easiest buy-in in fantasy football. And it's not having to worry about setting your lineups, man. That's what it's all about. So again, underdog.com. Use the promo code REWIND. A 100% match on your first deposit up to $100. Visit our store over at payhip.com/DynastyRewind. That's where you find our roster reviews. That's where you find all of our manuals and everything like that. Head on over there now. Grab some merch at spreadshop.com. Link is down below. And we want to see you in our community. And that is patreon.com/DynastyRewind. But till next time, everybody, for my faithful co-hosts, Chev Nooney and Nate Christian, I'm your host, Michael Bauer. Be kind, please rewind. Thank you for listening.